Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Blanchard. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. And now, play ball. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Cater steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Charles reaches second base with a double. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is walked intentionally. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Cater reaches third base with a triple. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Landis reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanchard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0-for-1 in the game. Pena hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Green covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to third. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward takes first base on ball 4. Cater scores. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward scores. Skowron moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanchard hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Brian and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive towards left. Campaneris catches it and throws to first to double up Romano. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0 for 3 in the game. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blanchard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horland hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Green reaches second base with a double. Green moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Tommy John now pitching. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Rene Lachman pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.